This is your Eagles update for Thursday, September 5th, 4 days away from the Eagles' season opener against the Washington Redskins, a season that promises to be a big one for running back LeSean McCoy. He is healthy, he is primed to get the ball a lot in this up-tempo offense, and he's playing behind a rejuvenated, healthy offensive line.
A healthy offensive line, who you're familiar with. Each week you kind of see the same type of blocks where you figure guys out. Well, you know in the back of your mind, okay, well, I know he's capable of making that block. Well, a new guy in there is like, all right, well, you know, he practiced pretty well. You know, hopefully he'll get it done. But when you know the guys are healthy and they can go, I mean, Jason Peters, you know, he's probably one of the best offensive linemen in the league, you know, hands down. You know, having him back, you could add on about 700 yards.
Of course, the biggest addition to that offensive line is not necessarily right tackle Lane Johnson, the first-round pick. It is the return of all-pro left tackle Jason Peters.
I can't wait for Monday night. Been a long time coming. A lot of hard work been put in, and I can't wait for Monday. We're going to be definitely better than we were last year. You know, we was banged up. A lot of missing pieces in the O-line. A lot of people subbed in and moved around, but now we're all back together. We're going to be pretty good this year.
Of course, on the other side of the ball, the Eagles defense promises to have their hands full with Robert Griffin III, the Redskins quarterback, who has not played at all in the preseason and hopefully will be a bit rusty. Still, the Eagles know they need to prepare for Griffin to be just as dynamic as he was in his rookie season.
I think we're going to prepare for the RG3 we've seen last year. We're not going to under-prepare. So, I mean, like I said, like the deal with McCoy, we got Michael Vick. So, I mean, he's a caballer, like RG3. So, I mean, we go against him in training camp. I don't feel like that we'll be unprepared. I think we'll be more prepared than unprepared.
You know, very curious, you know, because this is our first time, and then under the lights, big stage, prime time. You know, I'm excited to see, you know, how everybody comes together when everything counts.
I think it's a real good fit against what they're trying to do. You know, and I'm definitely excited to see, you know, how we hold up against that.
I mean, he hasn't played in any preseason games. He hasn't played since, you know, late last season. So all I can go off of is what he did last year. And we're preparing for him to, you know, be the starter and be out there and be 100% doing the good things that he did last year. So, regardless of if he hurt his leg or not, I think he's going to be ready to play.
That does it for your Eagles update. I'm Bo Wolf. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Three, two. Finally, Monday night's opener promises to be the very first game in the NFL career for several rookies on this Eagles roster. We caught up with a few of them to find out what they're expecting from game number one. 3-2.